KMFM, it's the hit list with Kent Teach for hashtag I'm in charge. Get involved on Twitter and on the website over at kmfm.co.uk. And we are going truly international. Sam is from Australia. He now teaches in the UK. So, Sam, why did you decide to become a teacher?
The first time I decided to become a teacher was my second year of university. I started studying marine biology and I always volunteered with kids in AM schools and I actually really enjoyed it. And I decided to take a little bit of a career path and change into teaching.
What was the main reason you became a teacher, Sam?
One of the main reasons I wanted to become a teacher was so that I could have the opportunity to travel the world and help children from all different countries.
See, nobody has ever said that before, so that's really cool, the fact that teaching can take you all around the world. Now, Sam, the best ever lesson that you've pulled for a class, what would that be?
One of our most exciting lessons would be when an alien actually crash landed at our school. Our class went out and explored the surroundings and we actually saw the impact the alien had. Then we got to use it across cross-curriculum areas, which really helped and motivated the children.
I don't think anyone was expecting that answer. Right, two more questions, Sam, and then we'll let you get on. The first question, if a student's listening right now and they're considering a career in teaching, especially primary, because that's what you do, what would you say to them? And your second question, we're running the hashtag I'm in charge, asking students across Kent to message in with what they would do if they were in charge of their classroom for the day. The possibilities are endless. I mean, I know it will be hard to beat the alien, but if you could do absolutely anything, what would it be and why?
I would definitely encourage them to become a teacher, especially in the primary years. It's fun, rewarding, and every day is different.
And the hashtag I'm in charge?
I would firstly teleport my children back to the dinosaur age, and then we would study the life and observe the life of the dinosaurs.